Amen. It's good to be here this morning.
Good morning.
Better than where I was yesterday. I was in the hospital. But thank God I'm here today. Have your Bibles open to chapter 13 of Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I was studying on this, and boy, there's a lot in these verses. You get to studying on charity. And you know, I started this chapter out, and charity is something, I mean, something we need.
Amen.
I mean, that's the love of God, charity. I mean, you get to thinking about charity. I mean, you take and help somebody that needs help, and you're not expecting nothing from in turn, and just doing for them just because you love them. I mean, you might be a lost person. I mean, but charity is just something else. I mean, I need charity. I need a lot of charity. Because, boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of times, you know, you see people and you think, why are they like that? Or, you know, or you think, well, why are they in that shape? I ain't charity. Jesus didn't kick them down. I mean, he came by and fed the 5,000, fed all them people and took and healed the blind. What if he said, well, that's your problem because you're blind? But he didn't. He had charity on him. But then in verse number 7, but I want to start with verse 4 and just read that. It says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeth not her own. It is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. And this is what I'm going to teach on today. It says, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ and thankful Calvary, the blood of the Lamb, the goodness of God. Thank you, God, for a good church to come to and good family of God to be with. I pray, God, you give us a special blessing. Now, Lord, I'm depending totally on you this morning. And, God, you know, Lord, the problems I've had the last few days. And, Lord, this morning, God, the things that you give me, Lord, about charity. I ask you, God, please help us in Jesus' name. Amen. It says it beareth all things, charity. It's talking about charity. It beareth all things. I mean, the things you're going through right now and the suffering you're going through right now, charity beareth all that.
Yes.
It's love. I mean, when Christ died on the cross of Calvary, He bared all your sins.
Yes.
He took them all and bared them all. There's nothing that He didn't bear for you. And so, it says He beareth all, it says charity beareth all that. If you've got the love of Jesus Christ in your heart, these problems you're going through and all the things and the pain you're going through, the love of God, it'll bear it all. And it'll take, you know, you want something to bear this building. And Donald, he's a carpenter stuff. You've got to have big beams to bear this building.
Yes.
Well, buddy, I got the biggest beam there is, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All my problems is bearing on Him.
When I go down
and on my knees and cry out before the Lord, I don't cry out to nobody else except to Jesus.
Yes.
I cry out to Him because He's the one that bears it all.
Amen.
So He says, charity beareth all things.
Yeah.
Man, there ain't nothing it don't bear. I mean, the problem with Brother Keith and says, Lord, the problems they had and the death in their family and the death in my wife's family, her dad and brother, God bears all them things. I mean, I was in the hospital just yesterday and the day before with my thought of having another heart attack, but my blood pressure was low and I was dehydrated. But you know, when you get down and think about it, all the problems and the pain and the agony, hey, Jesus done suffered all that.
Amen.
He done suffered all that. So, what do we cry about? We say, oh, I can't handle it no more. I can't handle it no more. Well, why can't you? The one who handled it all and took it all, He died on the cross for you. He buried it all. Why can't we take some trouble and bear it?
Wow.
He said, take up your cross. He said, bury your cross.
Yes.
We should bear it ourselves. You know, we should go forth and bear it.
Right.
So He said, beareth all things. Charity. If you've got that charity of love in you, you'll be able to withstand it. You'll be able to hold it. You say, well, I'm just going to fall. I'm just going to give up. Christ didn't give up. He went all the way. And you know, I believe it ain't going to be long, buddy. We're going to be out of here.
Amen.
I mean, you get to looking at the way things are and the way our economy is. And I was looking on the internet the other night and they got talking about this Obamacare and how the Obama, they know it's going to fail. They know it's just not going to do. It's going to collapse. And they know that because they want to have that system just like Canada has and everybody else has, where the government can rule you, can tell you where to go, can tell you who to go see and the doctor. That's why they're building all these hospitals and stuff. Have you ever seen the likes of all the hospitals around? I mean, it just beats all you ever seen. Why? Because they want to run your life and take charge of everything. And they know it's going to fail.
Right.
But see, I can trust in Jesus Christ. And I can put my faith in Jesus Christ. And bear all my problems and all my troubles on Jesus Christ. Because He's supporting me up and He's holding me up. Because I have that faith in Him.
Amen.
But He beareth all things. And there ain't nothing. You ain't going to suffer nothing that Jesus Christ hadn't done suffer. And you take people, you know, you can bear things. Hey, when Sister So-and-so comes up to you and smarts off her mouth and hurts your feelings, hey, you can take it.
Right.
With thin skin. You think, well, hey, how you get that? Well, I find today, the older I get, my skin is thin. I'm fine that. Yeah, I'm not thick like no alligator no more.
No.
I go down there, I got a little briar cut here on my arm. And my God, that thing hurts and turned into a big old stab.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, good Lord, I wouldn't have done that years ago.
Right.
Thin skin.
Yeah.
And this day is the day as the Christians are getting, you know, as the church is getting older and are looking for the Lord to come, we as Christians are getting thin skin.
Yeah.
And we're getting so thin skin, we can't take the, we say, well, oh, we'll stand for God. I hope and pray I'll stand to the last. You don't know that you will. They come in here with guns today and they tell you to deny Jesus Christ or they're going to shoot you. About the first time they pop somebody's brains out, we'll see if you ain't hitting the floor. Okay, okay. Or we'll see if you stand. I don't know what I do. I don't know what I'll do. You won't know it till the time comes.
Right.
Then you'll know if you'll bear all things in. Charity, boy, the love of God's in your heart. Hey, that's a big thing there. I'm telling you what, because I hope and pray to God, if it comes down to that, that I will stand faithful. And I will proclaim the love of Christ. You can boast all you want. You can brag and say, well, I'll do this and I'll do that all you want. Yeah. Beareth all things. And then next is, it says, beareth all things. And then it says, believeth all things. You know, believeth all things. You know, I want to believe that everybody in here is just as saved as I am. I want to believe that. And why do I want to believe that? Because I don't want you to die and go to hell. And I believe it all things because I believe this book. If without this book, you don't have nothing. I mean, this book, you got to believe in this book. This book, well, I can't wait to get over here. I'm about to get over here in Hope. Hope with all. Now, I'm that's... Boy, Lord, give me stuff in there this morning. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get ahead of myself. But we're right now we believe with all things. And you know, I believe it. Hey, before I was lost, I mean, you could tell me things in the Bible. I didn't believe that.
Yeah,
I didn't believe it. Hey, when I was in the Lutheran church, you know, they talked about, you know, in my mind, I reckon I always thought, you know, Jesus was a born of a virgin and all that. You know, you heard that all your life, but you never really believed it. Now, when I got saved, I just believe it. I believe it. I believe it to be true. It's the Word of God, and I believe it. I believe Jesus fed all those people. I believe Jesus went up there and spit in His hand and healed that guy, made his eyes so he could see. I believe that because I believe the book. Because it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when I look at this book, I think this is God. So I believe this to be God here. And then you say, boy, that's strong. But you've got to believe.
Yeah.
Hey, this book, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. In the Quran, Buddha didn't rise from the dead.
Right.
He didn't get up and go to heaven. He didn't go around and heal all these people. He didn't get up and do all the miracles. But in my book, I got a book that I can believe it on. And I can take it and I can bear all the problems. Oh, Job, look at all Job went through. I mean, he went through all that stuff, but yet he still loved God. And you say he bore all those problems. His kids dying. I mean, his house, losing his, all his animals, everything. And he, but he believeth in Jesus. Believeth in God, brother. He believeth.
Amen.
That's all he got.
Yeah.
Hey, I believe it in this book.
Amen.
I believe God's coming one day. I believe Jesus is coming back.
He's coming, yes.
I believe He's going to come back one day. He's going to take us out of here. And we're going to go be with Him. Then I believe we're going to come back with Him. He's going to be riding on that white horse. He's going to come out with many crowns on His head. You ever read that? It says many crowns.
Yeah.
You know what? How's He going to have many on His head? I think He'll take all the crowns that when we give to Him and when we lay before Him, He'll make one crown with all those crowns. And maybe you're a piece of crown in there. And you have a piece of crown in there. He's got that crown. He comes riding back. The Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He comes by to heaven. And they're going to see then. Hey, they're going to believe then. But it'd be too late. And the Word of God comes out of His mouth like a sharp two-edged sword. It just cuts them to pieces. Just blows them to pieces. Boy, I tell you what, see, that's the problem right now. The Word of God, if they come in here and God, the Word of God goes forth, it'll cut you to pieces. See, the night I got saved, I went to church before that and it never really bothered me. But that night God was seeking me.
Oh, yeah.
And the Word of God come forth, and it was like a sharp two-edged sword, buddy. It went all the way down to the joint, to the mire, the bone. I mean, it just cut deep. And I seen myself going to hell. And then I believe it. I believe it all. I believe the Word of God.
Yes.
I can't take myself to heaven. Can't do it. But through Christ,
right.
Jesus Christ, I'll go to heaven. But believe it all things. You know, I want to believe it. I want to believe Brother Todd's going to give me $1 million. I want to believe that. I mean, you know, I wish. But, you know, you want to believe it. That's like Jesus Christ. I mean, I believe it. Because I just believe He's going to come back. I believe He's got a mansion for me. He said, let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Hey, I'm not troubled in my heart. I believe there's a mansion there waiting on me.
Amen.
I believe I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
He said, believeth all things. And I looked at stuff and looked at stuff. You know, I get to study and I go through there and I look at all these people's stuff and I think, you know, they're talking about He beareth, you know, like a beam. And yes, that's right. It's like a beam, Jesus. And they talk like it's a covering under you, a covering above you and all that. Well, that's the way Jesus is. But I thought, well, Lord, what is this in this, the Word of God that you want me to see? And what I got out of it, the charity. Man, when it comes time to help somebody, to do for somebody, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, God says, God comes through and says, I need $100. Just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, He ain't going to leave you being indebted to you.
No.
If He tells you to do so, He's not going to be indebted to you.
Right.
He's going to make good on what He says.
Yes, He is.
I've had God tell me to do something and I do it and He'll give it back three times.
Sure.
Because I believe in Him.
Yeah.
He said, give it. I did. But believeth all things. And yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to just trust God and believe God. Come to service this morning and believe God's going to give us a service. Boy, is this going to be just spectacular, just magnificent, you know. Boy, I like to see God come. I've been in services and Brother Howard, the power of God come in. You couldn't even breathe. It was like a fog. I'll spit on you. You gotta watch it. But it's like a fog come through and you know, you can't half see. You say, oh, you're crazy. I'm not crazy. I've been there.
Amen.
Been in them services. It's just unreal. I come to myself, they had a speaker. New Testament's got speakers on the wall and got a hole like in the wall back and would speak. I come to myself, I was in that hole over there. I was in there praying. I mean, because the power of God was just so real. People was getting saved. God was moving on them.
Yes.
But, you know, we don't see that no more because we don't believe it like we ought to.
Right.
Hey, it's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. We can have the same thing now as we've had back then.
Yes,
hey, I don't know the one to you've been when Ralph Sexton comes to Canapolis that time and set the tent up down there. Man, that was the power of God. That was back in the 80s, wasn't it? I think it was. And as all them weeks he set up and the power of God. Hey, I've seen things in my life. I've seen God move in my life. I've seen the power of God and just come in and do things. We don't see stuff like that anymore because it's us. It's not God. God hasn't changed. He said, believeth all things. Believeth. Hey, I believe He can do it. And I will. I believe He'll show out. He'll show up and show out if we'll get our hearts right. And we'll believe and trust in Him. He said, beareth charity, beareth all things. And charity believeth all things. And then here's hopeth all things. I tell you what now. I got to reading on this and studying on this hopeth all things. And buddy, I'm going to tell you, it's good. You get to think about hopeth all things. What is hope? Like I said, I believe and I hope, you know, but I can give you $1 million. Boy, I like that. Jesus Christ is hope. Hopeth all things. That's a wish. I looked it up. It's a wish, a desire accompanied by a confident expectation of its fulfillment. I wish, I got a wish and a belief Jesus Christ is coming again.
Yes.
You know, that's my hope. Hope is nothing less than Jesus Christ. And I can't remember all that. But you know, that's the way it is. We hope of all things. And my faith is built on hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Over in Romans 8:24, it says, for we are saved by hope. And hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. I got thinking about this thing. And, you know, a lot of people doubt and stuff. And they say, well, I hope I'm going to heaven. I hope I'm going to heaven. Okay, I want you to listen to me. God showed me this. I got to thinking about this thing. Hey, when you get saved, you're saved and you're so under conviction and you get saved and born again. I'm talking truly. Yeah, you get born again. Not no doubt or nothing. You got a hope.
Yeah.
You know, you can say, well, I can tell you, I hope I'm going to hell. I do hope I'm going to hell. You know why I hope I'm going? Because I believe in this book. And this book is full of truth. This is the Word of God. And my hope is in Jesus Christ. If I die and go to hell, well, Jesus Christ lied to me. But God, His book's not true then. Do you understand? You follow what I'm saying. Once you get saved, you hope. You got hope that you're going to go to heaven. But hey, there's no hope in Buddha. There was no hope in the Quran. I mean, in the Quran, you know, it talks about, I've read some stuff out of it. I really don't care to get in the mess like that because I don't want that junk in my mind. But, you know, there's no hope in that book. But through this book, there is hope.
Yeah.
And when I say I get saved and born again and people talk about, well, hoping, hey, that's my desire. It's a wish. Hey. You know, I'm going to go be with God.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, I mean, I don't want you to get a bad thing and say, well, he don't believe in me. No, that ain't right. You've got to get saved first.
Yeah.
I'm not saying somebody say, you know, doubting all the time. Somebody's never got saved and they, you know, people have problems.
Yeah.
And they have problems. The devil can come to you. Once Brother Hyde was talking about, it's like Samson. He laid his head in Delilah's lap. And man, that was it. I mean, she just put it in his head and everything and just took everything right out of him. He lost the power of God and, you know, cut his hair and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You take, you lay down the devil's lamb, once he starts telling you, oh, you're not saved and all this, and he gets it embedded in your mind, I mean, if God saves you, God saves you. He can't put nothing to it. Can't take nothing from it. But truly, you got to understand, you got to be saved first.
Yeah.
And when you get saved, you'll know you're saved.
Yeah. Amen.
Because you'll know that you're saved. And the devil comes to me a lot of times, but he can't tell me that I'm not saved because I know what happened on August 15, 1976. I know the Word of God was preached. I know the Word of God come into my heart. I know God saved my soul.
Amen.
He gave me that desire I never had before. A desire that believeth and hopeth for. Then I can hope and look for the longer and the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I try to teach. Yeah. But, you know, I just want to preach. Hey, I laid in the hospital and my brother called me and wanted me to come preach for him tonight. I said, okay, if I'm out of the hospital, bro, I'll be there. So, hallelujah, I want to preach tonight. Going up here at Victory, my brother in Christ, where I went to preach the other night, he had the flu and man, he's got tonsillitis. Oh, I hate it, does and everything, but thank God I get to preach. But I hate for his sorrow, but it'd be my happiness, my gain. But you know, he hopeth. And it says in Ephesians 2:12, it says that all that time ye were without Christ. Now listen to this, that all that time you were without Christ, being alienated from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope. And just apply this to your life. When you was lost and everything, you had no hope. And without God in the world. You was without God in the world. No hope. And then when you got saved, man, you got hope now.
Yeah.
Man, I got something to look forward to. Hey, when I was lost, I didn't have nothing to look forward to. I'd make jokes about going to hell.
Yeah.
I'd make jokes about it and stuff, about burning this. But now my hope, I can look for Jesus Christ. You say, well, I don't feel like it, but there's something wrong. You better check up on your salvation. Because if you don't have the hope of the soon coming of Jesus, if you don't have the hope of getting out of this world, the hope of going to meet our family in the air and going up to be with them, if you don't have the hope of seeing your Lord and Savior, there's something wrong with you. I'm afraid you don't have salvation like I got it. Because, brother, I tell you what, I go to bed thinking, Brother Hyde, Jesus is coming. I get up thinking Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whew, I'm telling you what. I hope, my hope is in nothing less than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hey, buddy, I'm telling you what.
Amen.
I want to go. Hey, it went. I'm ready to go down there the other day. I mean, my heart, blood pressure got down like 90 over 47. My pulse was like 43. You know, I just felt bad. But I tell you what, I thought, man, I'm not gonna push things. They said, well, if you die or something, do you want us to try to bring you back alive? I said, at least one time. I mean, I want to give it a chance. I mean, I don't want to go out before God don't want me to go. But they said, well, you want us to put a breathing tube down while we wait? One time, don't put me on no machine. I don't want all that. But hey, if God calls, I'm ready to go. But you know, I mean, I don't want to be put on no machine and kept alive like my daddy was. And I had to go back there and I had to be the one. I got an older brother and another sister, but I had to be the one to go back there and tell him to take him off the machine. And then I had to stand there and then watch him go on. Thank God he was saved. But I don't want to be like that. But if I do go, just look at him and say, hey, he's in heaven. That boy ain't in heaven, ain't we going? Because I tell you what, if I ain't going, God, I've been through the biggest curve there ever was. Because I know what happened that night. I know when I got down on my knees, all I could say was, I don't want to go to hell. I didn't tell God the Romans Road, which that's good. If you go down on Romans Road and God's saying, people need that. Some people need that to show them, you know, this is how you get saved. But then other people who's heard the Word of God and God's then preached to them, and then God gets a hold of their heart, breaks their heart. All I said is, I don't want to go to hell. God said, the Bible says He knows the very intents of your heart.
Amen.
He knows them. He knows what you want when you come down.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you come down chewing your chewing gum, smiling, laughing, thinking, it's a guy. I did that one time. I didn't get nothing either. But buddy, when I went down in the sincerity, my heart was, and I know I didn't want to go to hell. Hallelujah, I ain't going to hell. Because I believeth all things.
Right.
The Word of God. And I hope, my hope is in the Word of God.
Yes.
But I have that hope today. In 1 Timothy 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope.
Yes.
Which is our hope. I mean, what's your main conversation about? Well, I mean, we start talking and we end up, you talk about maybe something, about football, whatever, but you're going to end up, I like to talk about hunting, but you're going to end up, you're going to be talking, if your hope's in Jesus, you're going to be talking about Jesus.
Right.
Somewhere down the line, where your hope, where your heart is,
yeah.
That's where you're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
And my heart's on Jesus Christ. Some way it's going to come back around, like a rabbit. I like to rabbit hunt. I'm trying to train me some dogs. And that's one thing about rabbit hunting. All you got to do is stay put. Them dogs jump that rabbit, and that rabbit will make a circle. He might go half a mile, but he'll make a circle, come right back where he started from. All you got to do is stand there. That's the way I am as a Christian. Hey, I might get out of the will of God, and I might take off. But I'll tell you what, I'll circle around, and I'll come back into God's hands.
Amen.
Amen. But that's how a child of God does. Because you know who saved you. You know where the power is. There ain't nothing out there. I have nothing in this world. I have nothing out. I don't like to go places. And you go down here and you go to Walmart and you see all these people. And it just, I'm sorry if you have a tattoo and you probably got it when you was lost and everything. But I'm telling you, these people today, you see them and it's just unreal. They just going crazy. And stuff all in their nose and pins and hooks and all them things in their face. And it looks like you're in Africa or somewhere.
Amen.
And their body's all painted up and they got the tattoos. I saw a woman, big old, all color all over her legs. I'm thinking, my gosh, what's this world coming to? I mean, when I was a kid, it was a sailors or army guys or somebody like that who got a tattoo. But now it's just the world. It's the world. The world's got so much power over them.
Yeah.
They have no hope.
Right.
They don't have no hope. They don't have no hope of being pure and clean and been standing before the Lord one day. They don't have it. I'm glad I've got hope. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad when I was laying down there the other day, I knew that if I died, I was going to be with God. I know right now, if this bomb hits this place, I know I'm going to be with God. I hope you are. That's what my hope is. I hope you, but I know if they come in and shoot us all, and you don't know right now if somebody in here ain't wacky and going to get a gun to shoot everybody. You don't know that. Not just that you don't know that. You better have your hope and believe it and bear it. You better live for God. Hey, you don't know where you go anywhere anymore. You're not going to get shot. Hey, I tell you, when I go hunting, I carry my 9mm. I used to carry my 357, but I got me a 9mm. Hey, they say, well, you ain't supposed to carry. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I got that muzzleloader. I got one shot. My day, what? I've been in them woods. It's spooky in them woods. I don't care what you say. You get out there by yourself. It's spooky in them woods. I mean, you hear things. You see the bushes move and all kind of stuff. And I get out there, and I'm tell you what, I ain't about blind. I'm not against pulling my gun out and shoot. I guarantee you that. them boys over there, while I'm with, they said, that's quick draw and draw there. Hey, I was out there one day, and I was sitting there with my rifle. I mean, some of you might not like deer hunting. That's you. I love it. I was sitting there, and I was sitting my gun on my lamp, and two deer coming over the side of me. Well, I couldn't move. I thought, what am I going to do? And I just said, boy, now I go crazy. I said, dear boy, I'm ready to shoot through the sea. I can't wait. They said, wait for a good shot. Man, I'm ready to shoot. And I slipped my hand out of my pocket, come out with that 9mm. I cut loose and I shot 7 times. Oh boy, everybody said, my gosh, what is it, a war over there? I wish I had a bigger gun. That's what I wish. But I'm telling you what, you don't know when you go somewhere that you ain't going to die.
Yeah.
You don't know, like I said, you're going to wake up dead or not. If you're going to wake up in the arms of Jesus Christ or not. Or you might wake up in hell if you're not saved.
Right.
If you're not saved, that's where you're going.
Yeah.
But you better have hope. Hope in your life. You better have that blessed hope.
Yeah. Amen.
And down in Hebrews, it says in chapter 6 and verse 17, it says, wherein God will more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the mutability of his counsel, confirmed in it by an oath. That two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Hey, God can't lie. He don't lie. And we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of our soul. That hope is my anchor. When I hope, I know I'm saved and I have that hope, that's my anchor. You ever took an anchor and be on a boat and you get that anchor hooked? And buddy, that boat ain't going nowhere once you got that anchor hooked. I was fishing one day and went to pull my anchor up. Well, the anchor wouldn't come up. It was hooked so good. And I pulled in the boat rock, and I pulled in the boat rock. I finally had to cut it loose. Thank God I can't cut my anchor loose, brother. My anchor's sunk down into the rock, buddy. And I can't get it loose. And I can't cut it loose. Because Jesus Christ's blood's got me in the rock. Hallelujah. That's where your hope is. In the blood of Jesus Christ. Now I feel like preaching. Can't wait till tonight. But it says, well, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, but sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that with the veil. Whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made a high priest, and even after the order of Melchizedek. So you've got to have that hope that's anchored in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, why worry? Let the bombs come. Let the world go crazy. Let them start shooting everybody. Hey, just don't let me subject pop me off, knock me down. I don't want to let them subject kill me. You know, that's one thing. If I'm going to die, just let me die and get it over with. Don't let me lay down there in the bed for a week or two. Just let me go because I want to go on because I know my hope.
Yes.
But people today, they want to hang on. They say, no, just keep me alive. Keep me alive. Let me hang on. Let me keep on to this world. They got their hand in the world and they want to hang on to the world. And I'm sorry to say that you got saved people who's got their hand in the world and they want to keep the things. They got so much material things that they want to hang on to them. But they want to hang on to material things and they don't really see, they have that hope that they're saved, but yet they're not really in the living for God like they should be.
Right.
But you need to sell out. Just sell out. Give it all to God.
Amen.
I've been walking for the Lord for 37 years and I've failed and I've got up and I've flopped around in the mud and I've got up, but my eyes has always been on heaven. Because
yeah.
I knew I was saved. And you know what? If you're not saved, buddy, hey, God's not going to chastise you. But if you're saved, God's going to chastise you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you whip your child. You lay out of church all the time. You don't come to church. You don't never read your Bible. You don't never pray. Hey, you're not getting all the benefits.
Right.
There's benefits in this thing of living for God.
Yeah.
There's benefits when you give. And you give to help somebody. There's benefits. Because that charity for Jesus, when He died on the cross for you, it was such charity, such love.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a different kind of love.
Right.
You can say, when you hang up on the phone, well, I love you. I love you. It just gets to be just a word.
Right.
But when it's put in action,
yeah,
when somebody needs you and you're there for them and you're there with them and you're there to help them.
That's right.
Now, that's charity.
That's right.
That's charity. That just ain't a word. And let me tell you something. You say, well, I don't take charity. Well, you'll never go to heaven then.
Right.
You ain't going to go to heaven if you don't take charity. Because what do you think Christ dying on the cross of Calvary was?
Yeah.
That was charity in abundance. That was so much charity, but it just poured out abundantly. And you say, no, somebody wants to give you something. Somebody wants to help you. All you're doing is robbing them of a blessing.
That's right.
That's all you're doing.
That's true.
I preached up the other night and this boy come up and he said, I just want to tell you, I appreciate somebody preaching the Bible like it is. I mean, just saying what God gives them made me feel good. And he turned around, I said, well, I appreciate that. And he gave me a piece of money. And God knows my heart. That was such a blessing.
Amen.
And I pray, and God will bless that boy. He said he just got called to preach a couple weeks ago. God's going to use that boy.
Amen.
That boy's got charity in his heart.
Yes, sir.
And God will use a man with charity.
Right.
But hopeth all things. In 1 Peter 1:3 says, blessed be God and blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hey, I'm not like the Muslims and all that. Their God's dead.
Yeah.
He didn't rise. He's still in the grave. He's dead. He's in hell.
Right.
But our God, our Lord rose. Can you get that? The one who died for for you, then rose for you. He went to hell. People, some people don't believe he went to hell. But he went to hell and suffered everything that you would suffer in hell if you'd went to hell. And then he look at Abraham. Abraham, why was Abraham down there in the Father's bosom, down there in the paradise side? And he was looking. Abraham was looking. What was he looking? He was looking for Jesus Christ, the Lamb to come. When Abraham's on the mountain, and they what they get when they instead of taking his son and sacrificing, what did he sacrifice? A ram. They didn't sacrifice a lamb. So when he was down there in hell, in the paradise, he was looking for the Lamb to come.
Yes.
Boy, that's good. I don't know if you understand it, but it's, my son-in-law showed me that the other day. I'll tell you what, that is good, buddy. Jesus Christ suffered what we would suffer. Paid all the debts. Paid all our sins. And then rose and went to heaven.
Yes.
Buddha didn't do that. None of Jehovah's Witnesses don't have nothing like that. The Lutherans don't have... I'm saying, I was in a Lutheran church. The Catholics don't have nothing like that. They go through all the motions and they do all the tic-tac-toes and they believe you got to do all the penance and stuff. But they don't have a... Hallelujah! I'm glad I got hope in Jesus Christ. Glory to God one day. My hope's going to come a reality. Thank God for the high. All this stuff we've been through, we're going to get out of here one day. Sister, we're going to get out of here and all our hope is going to come true. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm glad it's through Jesus. I can't help myself. Hallelujah! Thank God.
Right.
And then better get to endure all things. I can endure all these things. I can endure somebody running their mouth to me. I can endure you hurting my feelings. I can endure the people cussing me and people spitting on me and getting away from me when I'm preaching. All because of the hope of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Boy, I tell you what. If you don't like that, there's something wrong with you. I like it. That's good, buddy. You ain't going to get that nowhere else but in a Baptist church that preaches the Word of God.
Amen.
Well, Joe, that's my hope.
Yes, it is.
You need to take your hope and get in it, buddy. Get in Jesus. Get in the Word of God. And learn all about it. There's so much in this book. It just blows your mind when God gives you something.
Amen.
I got to quit. Father, we come to you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Faithful Calvary, the blood, lamb, goodness of God. Lord, I thank you so much that I'm saved. Lord, I thank you. Lord, you didn't have to save me, but you did. You didn't have to die for me, but you did. Lord, I thank you so much for saving my soul. I thank you so much for going to Calvary. I thank you, Lord, for taking that blood and taking it back to heaven with you, Lord. When God looks down, He has to look through your blood. And He sees me been washed by the blood of the Lamb. All my sins are washed away. No, I don't have to have no sin debt. All because of the blood. Thank you, Lord. Help us today and have a good servant. Take Brother High, use him for the glory of God. Fill him with the power of God. Give him the Spirit of God to preach like you had him to preach. God, fill everyone. Fill this house of God, Lord. Let us see the glory of God today. Be one here lost, God. Let them see themselves going to a devil's hell. In Jesus' name, amen.